Mike Daugherty with three things to know right now. 41 employees at Elwyn, a nonprofit in Delaware County that cares for the mentally and physically disabled, they're accused of doctoring their time cards, and it cost the company about $1 million. Apparently, managers were in on the scam. Authorities say accountants noticed the excessive overtime at several housing sites. Number two, the founder of Vanguard, Jack Bogle, has died at 89. Bogle is credited with making investing on Wall Street more accessible for regular people. He started his Malvern-based firm in 1974. Vanguard CEO Tim Buckley says Bogle made an impact not only on the entire industry, but more importantly, on individuals who wanted to save for their children's futures. And number three, abortion providers in Pennsylvania are suing the state in an effort to overturn a ban on Medicaid dollars for abortions. An attorney with the Women's Law Project says they have been waiting for years to challenge a 1985 Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruling. Other states have deemed preventing state money from being used on abortion is a form of sex discrimination. In sports, the Flyers host the Boston Bruins at the Wells Fargo Center. The CBS 3 Eyewitness Weather Forecast. Partly cloudy, clear, and cold tonight. It'll dip down to 25 degrees. It'll get increasingly cloudy overnight. Snow arrives late Thursday, and snow continues to mix with rain. About an inch of accumulation is expected. Depend on us for all news and all that matters to you. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app or ask Alexa to play KYW News Radio.